everyone. This is Atlas Kading.
And Emilio Bernard.
Reporting to you live from Foothill High School in Pleasanton, California. And this is How We Make Backpacks Better for All.
Well, now that we know what we're improving on this week's episode, how about we take a look at the history of backpacks?
That sounds like an excellent idea. Let's do it. Backpacks, or knapsacks at the time, were developed in Germany in 1603. The name switched from knapsack to backpack in 1910.
As humans were trying to understand more of the past, we found the remains of Ötzi, an Iceman, a backpack. This means that people have been wearing things like backpacks all the way back to 3300 BC.
New versions of backpacks were made in the Civil War in 1870, made with sticks and cloth to make pockets. As time went on, the backpack continued to evolve, holding more stuff and becoming more durable with each design.
Now, why did people decide to make backpacks?
Great question, Emilio. People made backpacks to carry belongings long distances and for kids at school, just like we still use today. Now, how do we use them today? Since the design, people have used backpacks every day to help carry materials and items around. However, the main consumers of backpacks have definitely been students, as we all know, all the way from preschool to college. Students fill backpacks to the brim with technology, writing utensils, papers, books, food, water, and many more miscellaneous items.
So obviously, they're going to get pretty messy. But backpacks have still made learning efficiently possible, and we use them every day.
You and I both know that pretty well.
Yeah. Backpacks have multiple pockets, all filled with different types of materials. There's generally a pocket for technology to store stuff like a computer. Then there's a pocket for pencils, pens, etc. Finally, there's a large pocket for lunches and all the other school supplies, like binders, journals, and notebooks will go in there.
Now, how are we going to make these backpacks better?
Well, Atlas, we've got a lot of ideas on how to make them so much better. One idea we had is to have a lock on all the pockets. While this is already part of some backpacks, there are still far too many losses of items due to people rummaging through freely. If you put a combination lock on all the zippers, then this will be completely avoided. It is worth the inconvenience of having to unlock the bag each time in exchange for safety. The lock will be made entirely of metal to make sure that it is as hard as possible to bypass. We will make sure all backpacks come with a lock customized to the bag.
Awesome. Another idea Emilio and I had is we have to make it easier to organize the smaller items. We can accomplish this by putting a built-in pencil case. This case will be in a smaller pocket and will have slots for pencils/pens with a pencil sharpener. It will be the same material as each backpack, whatever that may be. Each backpack is made of different materials, and we would want to match materials. The case will be closed with a zipper, so there is no spilling. There will also be a container for pencil shavings and a place to put lead. The lead will go in a small pocket with Velcro so they don't spill out and are easy to find.
Great, because I'm always losing lead.
The pencil shavings container will be below the sharpener. It will be a screw-on, cylindrical container made of plastic. Finally, there will be a section in the case for miscellaneous things like sticky notes and flashcards.
That'll make it so much easier to find all my pencils. Maybe I won't lose so many.
Same.
Next, in the large pockets, there will be dividers, so you can separate each class's materials. They'll be very lightweight and flexible, made of plastic and removable. There will be grooves in the side of the backpack, so you can insert and take out the dividers.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That way I'll always bring out the right notebook. There will always be a little pocket for trash, anytime you have to throw away a wrapper and don't want to find a trash can. This will go in place of one of the pockets for a water bottle.
No one needs two water bottles anyway at the same time. It'll be made of plastic with a latch on the lid. The lid will swing open at the click of a button. To close, just push down the lid. Next, we'll make it chargeable. The biggest inconvenience is to have your phone or computer run out of battery and have no way to charge it. Putting a battery in the bottom will make it so you can charge devices on the go.
Finally, we will have an insulated pocket specifically designed for lunches. This will make it so that hot lunches will stay hot and cold lunches stay cold. The top will be closed with zippers. Backpacks will be better next time you need them. This has been How to Make It Better. Come back next week for a brand new episode.